Okay, I'm just for one off. We're just gonna record a little bit of this. I'm gonna do this. The covered, my wife and soulmate, as you just were on the mechabeding yours, honoring your wife and soulmate. We're gonna do this the shame relationship flow. The Hanukkah one, and I just want to say this over from the Reisha Yeshiva experience, and we'll get straight into the halacha. That you have, this is halacha as well. That says, if Chas Hashem someone's in a situation of poverty, and being that we're learning Kisa Shukhnara, but also in the Mishnah Berurah and Shukhnara, it brings there that, and in the Gemara and Shabbos, yeah, you just I made a siyum now in Gemara and Shabbos with the Daf Yom. Yeah, that's it. With the Siyam of Shas, you're doing. Have you gone through all of Shas now? With them? Wow.
We won.
The whole percent. Wow, that's unbelievable. So he says here this idea of Shalom bias adif. It's a concept in Hanukkah that if you only have a small amount of money and you can only buy one thing, either candles or Kiddush. Shabbos Neiris, Hanukkah Neiris, or Kiddush for Shabbos. So, in the situation where it's, you know, all three are, and you only have an option of one, so you can buy the. It says Shalom Bayis Adif. Why? Because the Neiris of Shabbos are docha the Neiris of Hanukkah. Because as big as the Pasumi Niso, advertising the miracles, Gemara and Shabbos, advertising this miracle is such a big thing of Hanukkah. That's why we do it, make such an effort, especially now in America. It's become like a massive phenomenon, these huge candle lightings, and now globally as well. And the idea is we're fasting the Neis of Hanukkah.
This year it'll be not problems.
Yeah,
it's a different world.
Shmir Eliona. So we for everyone in the whole world, because even my sister-in-law was saying that she's nervous about the lighting. So the idea of relationship of Shalom Bayis comes first. So I learned this with the boys in Reisha. Why? Because Shalom Bayis Adif, the light of the Shabbos candles, the Nair of Shabbos brings a koyach of Shalom Bayis. It not only practically it means you don't bump into each other and you can see the wonderful food your wife made, you know, whatever level of that is. Even if the guy's in poverty, it's still an idea of appreciation for whatever she's able to come up with. Or maybe as a couple they do it together nowadays, you know.
The ironic thing is though, sometimes the stress leading up to the Shabbos candles.
Yeah,
can be so intense. Everyone's
that's true.
Different, but
that's true.
But
there's a certain kayak when you light those candles, they bring a light of Shalom into the house.
Amen.
It says in the Be'er Ma'am Chaim in the Chassidish Svarim that the actual concept of two neris, gematria, shame, shakai, panima, shame, shakai, basically it brings down the light of the shame of Shin Dalid Yud, which as we've learned once before together, the idea of saying enough, like the mezuzah has a shame, shakai, Shin Dalid Yud on the door,
yeah.
It's enough for all the things that have gone on in the week, all the challenges and difficulties, and we say enough to it, die, enough. So this Shabbos is my 22nd anniversary. 22nd anniversary. And I'm Mr. Shem, I'm going to try and sponsor one of the Shirim for Hanukkah, Mr. Shem, for Shlomo as honor of our anniversary. And the idea is we've been married 22 years and we're celebrating Shabbos. Usually I'm away or this thing or that thing. I was potentially away on a tour, but this year Shem decided Shalom Bayis Adif. And I said it over to the guys in Reisha. I said, for example, Nissim had a tour at the beginning of the war and he cancelled it. And what was the answer? Shalom Bayis Adif. As important as Nissim is sharing his miraculous journey, he had to say no to a bunch of programs and it was a lot of money for the sake of his own Shalom Bayis to be there at home with his family during the war. Especially at the beginning part when there was missiles flying near Beit Shemesh or even in Beit Shemesh, and he had to be there, so he prioritized Shalom Bayis Adif. Now there is one more halacha that we can learn, that what happens if it's a choice between Hanukkah candles and Kiddush Shabbos? Yeah, you have that choice. Yeah, so what comes first? The Kiddush Shabbos, Hanukkah candles or Kiddush Shabbos day? What comes first? So the answer is the Hanukkah candles. Pasumi Nisa Adif. Why? Why does the miracle Hanukkah come first? Because in this case, you can make Kiddush on bread. You don't need to make it on wine. So you've got other options. Since you've got other options, therefore, if it's this or that, buy the Hanukkah candles. Yeah. So that we see sometimes Pasumi Nisa does come before. Yeah. The other ideas, and you can learn that out also. But who was the one who was misakin the menorah? Yeah, we are going in the derech of Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen was Oyev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Makabim Bias HaTorah. This is my own Kiddush. Aaron HaKohen wanted everyone to become a Kohen Gadol in his home. He wanted everyone to bring Shalom Bayis in his home. Because the ultimate way of Shalom Bayis is that every Jew feels empowered like a Kohen Gadol. How does a woman become like a Kohen Gadol? Because every Shabbos she lights the candles like a Kohen Gadol. She lights the candles. That's the Shabbos, the Kohen of Shabbos, the candles.
That elevates her, that brings her.
That brings her into Madrega of Kohen Gadol. She's lighting the menorah of the home. Because every house has is the form of a Migdash, Ma'at, a small base of Migdash, and your table is your Korbanos, and your Reach Nechayach, the beautiful energy of your home is like the Ketoiris, the cholas are like the lechem, the shulchan. Your house is like a mini mikdash. So when you light the Shabbos candles, that's like a menorah in your home. Now, what happens Shabbos Chanukah? We're going to learn about this, hopefully, if we have time. The Shabbos Chanukah is we first light the we go up. Says the Mor v'Shemesh. We first light the Hanukkah candles, then we light the Shabbos candles.
And the same with the other way. Right?
And they have to last a certain amount of
before you light the Shabbos.
Yeah, for like 50 minutes, ideally, I think. Right. They have to light, stay lit. 5-0. And that's how long the candles hopefully should last. I mean, if they go out because of wind or someone runs past it or something happens, that's fine. And you're not allowed to relight it because it's Shabbos. But the idea that it has the potential to stay lit for the full time after Shkia. Yeah. That's generally the halacha from what I remember. Now, Motzi Shabbos is the other way around. You first light the, you do Abdallah, you go down. You do Abdallah and then you light the candles. Yeah. You first separate from Shabbos and then you, because Shabbos is on a higher level.
Why we're going down?
We're going up and down because Shabbos is on a higher level than Hanukkah.
Weekdays.
But that's the whole point of Hanukkah, says the Morbi Shemesh, to go down into the low and the Bim and the Moranayim. The whole point of Hanukkah is to go down into the lowest places, below Eser Tefachim. I just set up my menorah, it's below 10 Tefachim. You go into the lowest, but usually where the place the Shekhinah doesn't go, that's where the Hanukkah candles go. Where does it go? On the side of the left side. Yeah, usually the left side, like we see nowadays politically, the left side is generally, you know, usually the, you know, they're supportive towards, say, for example, Hamas, God forbid, or the Palestinians or whatever side they're towards the negative thing, forces in the world. So that's unfortunately what's happened, manifested politically, but it's also manifesting like in a panemius level, that the sad small is more the side of the Yetzer Hara. So what we have to do is bring the Hanukkah candles there also and light that up. Yeah, light up the Jews that got caught up with that, light up the world that got caught up with that. And that's the menorah.
So you're saying physically the menorah should be situated on the left side of a window or doorway?
Yeah, or the doorway. It says the menorah besmall, mezuzah b'yamin, and the guy in the middle is wearing a tzitzit. So you're surrounded by sovei b'mitzvahs. Now, that's why my Rebbe, when before he goes and lights every Hanukkah, he takes out his tzitzit and looks at them. Just before, I noticed every time before he lights, he looks at his tzitzit and then he goes, he kisses the mezuzah and then he goes and lights. So he's like brings that alive. Another thing. So this connects into Aaron Cohen's light, because Aaron Cohen didn't get to do the Korban Nesiim. But what did he want? He wanted to also bring an offering like all the Nesiim. So it says in Parshas Balascha, at the end of Parshas Naso, it says that he got the opportunity to now light the menorah. So what's the great kunz of lighting the menorah? The blessing of the menorah was that it would be Kol HaDoris, not just all the generations, but also every home as well. So he got the power to do a mitzvah that would be for all the day. And that's really the key to Shalom Bayis, is that everyone feels empowered in the house. The woman's the Kohen Gadol for Shabbos, and you're the Kohen Gadol for Hanukkah. And everyone has that Kedusha of Aaron Kohen, which is Oyev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Kohen from Brias Latoru. And that's the kind of light that we're generating.
More basic, though. It's just, yeah. It gives people a purpose, it gives people a feeling of. A reason for existence.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And that purpose is really, that clarity of the light of Hanukkah is really important, as we learned yesterday with the whole Al HaNisim, and we're going to talk about it a bit with Pre-Sodic. That clarity is really important also for Shalom Bayis, because if a family knows what it's about and where it's heading, then you have, you know, a direction together, values and goals that match each other.
And empower each other.
And that brings Shalom Bayis, yeah.
Very good.
The next thing we're going to learn in Halakha now, Ein Masani B'mei Hanukkah. We do not fast during the days of Hanukkah. Good news, huh, Baruch? You don't have to fast Hanukkah. I don't know if you were going to do it anyway, because being on a Meluim, maybe you have a head to fast them anyway.
Right.
But Aval, Yom Shalafneim, Yom Shalcherim, have a day preceding following Hanukkah, you can fast, but to behest of Atanis. So why is there no fasting? So let's see what it says below. Mishnah writes, the preferred one should not fast the day before Hanukkah. So even Erev Hanukkah, you shouldn't fast. For the laws of eulogy and mourning Hanukkah itself, see, so there's a whole thing in Shulchan Aruch, but it's because I think before we said it's the Yemei Simcha. Yeah, we said it's a day of. I think that would be the answer. Just like Purim, we don't fast. You may simcha v'hala, a days of rejoicing.
But Erev Purim,
Erev Purim, we have Tainus Esther. That's true. So there is something deep to what you're saying. When you go into a holy time fasting, it gives you mokhin de gadlus. That's one of the concepts of Tainus Esther. You go from a fast day to a day of now simcha, and it actually, from the challenge of the fast, it actually brings you to a high level the day.
So
of
why simcha. Is it different Purim than
Erev Hanukkah? So I don't know. Good question. I mean, there's opinion that you can fast Erev Hanukkah. So. It's a machlokas. Mishnah Berurah brings.
The mass majority say you can't.
I don't know what with the lamaisa halacha lamaisa. If you follow the Mishnah Berurah, you preferably don't fast. If you ask a rav and he says you should fast, then do what the rabbi says. But for example, my wedding was on the second night of Hanukkah, so all those years ago in Yerushalayim, and 22 years now, and it was the first day.
Your whole family came
the first,
to your wedding.
Yeah. Pretty much. There was just during the Intifada, the second Intifada, I think. So there was a lot of people scared. So a lot of my friends who would have come didn't come, which is a bit sad. And a bunch of relatives were scared as well. But there was still a decent amount who came. The second night of Hanukkah was a Tuesday night. Or Monday night, excuse me. So the Monday day, I, in theory, could have fasted like every chassan and kala fast before their wedding night, but because it was Hanukkah, we were told not to fast. So I went into Hanukkah, my wedding,
wow,
not fasting.
Wow.
So it was very lamaisa, yeah? Next. Hanukkah mutter basiyas malacha. Hanukkah is permitted to do work on Hanukkah. Anoshim nagas shelo lasos malacha. Women custom refrain from work. Kazman shenerish shebabayas telokas. As long as the Hanukkah candles in the home are burning, ein lahakolam. One should not be lenient and allow them to work. Yeah. So really, there's a certain concepts like with Rosh Chodesh that we try to not. The women should not work. Yeah. Do malachas.
The yantar for women.
Yeah. Because what's the whole thing?
They shouldn't even do laundry.
What's the reason? Because they, with Rosh Chodesh or Hanukkah, so there's a connection. Because women weren't involved in the Egel Azav. They weren't involved in the Avodah Zorah that caused all our challenges, all the history. Yeah, women, righteous women, the righteous Jewish women weren't involved in all that stuff. And it says, Haizah of Benes, that there's a concept that they also caused the miracle of Hanukkah and Purim and all the other times in history. Like, who caused the miracle of Pesach? It was the righteous women forced the men to, well, in a good, positive way, they got the men to have children. Yeah, that brought about the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim. By the Nesa Purim, Esther Amalka, obviously, yeah? She was the Sedekus who did that. And then by what do you call it, Hanukkah, it was Yehudit. Yehudit, she killed the general of the Greek-Syrian army and, you know, stuck him on a pole, and that gave the Hashmonaim the power to defeat the Greeks. Yeah, it's famous, one of the reasons, Yehudit. We mentioned her. Yehudit is one of the Sedekuses that killed the king. I mean, he was trying to, you know, rape her and do all those bad things we mentioned yesterday. So she got him drunk on the milk, and that's one of the reasons why we eat milk on Hanukkah. She got him drunk on milk kicks, and because it puts a man to sleep, and then she killed him, chopped off his head, just like Yael did with what's his name, the guy who Sisera, who tried to destroy Israel. Then Yael also did the same kind of thing. So we see again and again the righteous women are the ones who bring about the miracle. So in honor to them, they have the opportunity during the night, the lighting, to do no malacha, because they're not part of any of the negative side of Klai Israel's history.
What's the correlation between that and Rosh Chodesh being yantar for women?
So Rosh Chodesh, as I said, they didn't do that in Gazav. They didn't do the worship of Avodah Zorah. So they, for them, Rosh Chodesh is still a Yom Tov. Because when Mashiach comes, Rosh Chodesh will go back to being a Yom Tov. The only reason it stopped being a Yom Tov is because all the Bechorim, the Bechoris, the firstborn, lost the right of being Kohanim because of the Egel Zav. And what's the Bechoris Keneged? It's Keneged the Rosh of each tribe. And every month is Keneged a tribe. And every Rosh of every tribe is Keneged Rosh Chodesh. So the idea, good to see you, man. So the idea that we should... There should be a tainus. You should be matzliach in your service. Thank you. So, and you have a happy Hanukkah also.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's not easy. so the idea of Hanukkah not doing malacha, the reason that women are more stringent in this regard, here we go, let's see what the Shul Kitzur Knorah says. I said my whole crazy Torah, now let's hear what the actual Sefer says. Because there was a harsh decree on the daughter of Israel during the time of the Greek reign. For the Greek authority decree, the maiden who was to be married to Baal Halahagamon Tchida must cover her bit with the governor. Additionally, women accept upon themselves children because a miracle happened through women. That's what we just said.
Beautiful, you're aligned.
Yeah. Who was the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol? She was extremely beautiful. And then as you heard it, I think.
It's so weird how you have so, I'm sorry to interrupt,
yeah.
So many examples in like different time periods and generation, like in the Torah, like the beauty of the woman, like,
you know, that's
like,
true.
I know, but it's just so interesting how it's really like
it's powerful thing. Powerful thing. Look, the whole advertising industry, the whole entertainment industry runs off that of beauty.
But it's amazing how like
medical.
We have many examples, right?
Yeah, the whole perfume and
apparel,
makeup, apparel.
Sure,
the whole world.
But we had it from the beginning of time. Like, there was these generations. This one was
beautiful. So the Melech wanted her, and generally this has been.
The king always wants to.
It happens. Mice are similar to Bonim. What happened to Avinu, who wanted his wife?
Right.
The Melech of Mitzrayim. Right. And so did Avimelech, one of the head of Plishtim.
Also there's many.
With Yitzhak as well, his wife was demanded by the king of Plishtim.
Brother, sister,
and Yaakov, you know, Esav was had to hide his wife from Esav.
There's many examples.
And all the way through, there was this, you know, what happened to his daughter, Dinah, Shechem.
Another one.
And you go through all of history, like it's
so
again and again
examples.
And again, every generation.
Right?
So the beautiful women,
always called out.
The Jewish women are beautiful, and they need to be protected by either my wife's got a gun. She's gone to Mada today. She's got a gun on her. You know, they've got to protect themselves. Bas Yochanan and Kohen Gadol. Ha'isa Yafes Tara Ma'od. Yeah, there was. I hope she won't. She need to. Kasha Melech Sora Tishkavimo. The Tanakh Queen West. She could cohabit with him. And she pointed she would acquiesce to his request. She fed him dairy dishes. I was mechaveh into this. So he would become thirsty and drink wine, and become intoxicated and fall into a deep sleep. This is a fact which transpired. She then cut his head and brought it to Yerushalayim. When the general of the army saw the king was killed, the army fled. They have some of the cousins to eat dairy food on Hanukkah. In commemoration of the miracle that happened through milk. I did something weird last night with my wife, just to like connect to this. There's a film, three films actually already now, and one of the reasons why I spent time, any time with it, is because Denzel Washington's the actor. Like, there's certain guys out there who are real actors, and he's one of them. I think he's a solid guy anyway. Like, he's not one of these evil Hollywood people. Like, he's actually got some values and principles, and he's put people in their place, like Will Smith, that whole story. And he seems like a legit dude, yeah? Anyway. We were watching called Equalizer. Yeah,
okay.
So it was like the best moments of the film. Like my wife's not interested in these things usually, but I put it on and I said, you know why we're going to watch this like 20-minute YouTube thing now? It's just to watch someone who brings justice, who goes around killing all these bad people because the police aren't going to do it and the government's not going to do it. And this is a vigilante, and he goes around and brings justice to the world. Because these guys are going to carry on being evil and getting away with it, and there's no revenge, there's no punishment. They like these
they
leaders Hamas. How much would you want to have the merit to go around and actually shecht every one of them?
Slowly.
Wouldn't be the simcha killing them.
Slowly.
Yeah? So there's a certain joy of nakama, even though once again we don't want human beings to be killed, especially not innocent. But when these people are so obviously evil.
Man.
And that, I think in these films, I think he only kills people he knows 100% are deserved.
How did that go over watching that?
My wife was like, yeah, why doesn't someone do that?
Okay.
Because inside her, a woman, as you can see from this, everyone thinks women, you know, they're so rahmanin, they're so compassionate, they have babies. No, when it comes down to it,
justice.
Just like on the evil side, there's now women in Hamas have been given the permission the last bunch of years to be jihadi, to go around doing atrocities. They now have permission from their religion to also go around blowing people up. And that's why we should not have any mercy on their women also.
They're in prisons, they just got out.
Yeah, but we should have no mercy on their women because they're just as crazy as the...
All these people we released?
I don't know.
So much intelligence, I think.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope they're not just making massive mistakes.
It'd be nice to bring them right back in.
But, you know...
Women is justice, that's for sure.
In the end, whether we trust in the army or not, I don't really trust them, unfortunately. But, you know, I know I trust, like Rav Shlomo always says, I trust in the individuals. That's the point of that movie. I trust in the individuals,
not the entity,
to do the right thing.
Right.
They will take care of who needs to be taken care of. As an entity... And every entity has its corruption holes. Holes, and they're going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
And we can't.
Safako, I like that individual.
Yeah.
Individual.
So I just wanted my wife and I just to, you know, to get the joy of that we will get revenge.
You're drinking
on these people.
Like a hot tea, maybe.
I was having a beer and a bit of ginger ale.
Good.
Yeah, but the point is, the point is that.
The point is, women are justice.
No, but also in a strange time where, like, back in the day. You know, you want to get a good energy between you and your wife, your relationship flow. Like I've mentioned this in my podcast, we talk about creating, you know, staging a life for living, creating a certain environment for the, you know, for the flow. Right now, when you've just that day seen another video, another thing about a Jewish woman getting raped 9 times by 9 different men, and then the 9th one shooting her in wherever, and like that sort of puts you off that kind of vibe. Yeah, but at the same time, now you still have a mitzvah being with your wife. So what are you going to do? And we said shalom bayis adif. At the end of the day, shalom bayis is a huge thing, and we can't just say because of a war, because of the whole thing, that we, especially in this generation, we're not going to connect anymore because we're just too distraught.
The truth is, if you're not tapped into this, shalom bayis, the stress and the anxiety, it could, God forbid, put people apart from each other.
Yeah, I think so.
Such.
So I'm telling you, what bound us together last night was that equal feeling of values, that we want to kill these evil people. And that it might be a strange way of feeling love, but that's where we're at right now. Like, we've got to use all the tools we've got.
1,000%.
I know that sounds a bit off.
No, not to me.
And some liberal-minded American would be like, what's this guy talking about? You know,
we're
like we have
bias.
To be all touchy-feely and, you know, like, you know. But in a situation of war, which we're in a war, we have to feel that, there'll be justice.
That's right.
And it could come down to is a few high-level guys who know what they're doing could go take out all the wrong people. I mean, all the right people, the people who are wrong.
The bad
people
ones.
Bad
ones,
that's what I meant.
The worst of
the right people, but the wrong, the
worst
ones who
the
act
worst.
Wrong and live wrong.
Yeah.
And they take them all out. All these
cut
people
the
people.
Head off the snake.
We have to. It's the only way that's going to help all of humanity. They have to be destroyed. That's clear. And that clarity, once again, we said about the candles of the Shabbos candles. This is going to connect what we're going to learn in Chassidus now. Yeah.
Wow.
We're learning Chassidus. We're going to learn about Metzodah. Very important concept. And you say, what has this got to do with relationship? Once again, having clarity, that's the best thing for relationship. When you have light, that gets rid of the choshech. Choshech brings lack of shalom bayis, darkness. You bang into each other, you can't see the food, you can't appreciate the beauty of your wife. When you're not in a clear head space. Are the rabbis here? V'nusach ala nisim Hanukkah, mesaras geburim, biyad chalashim. Yeah, we learned yesterday. We're going to go over it again. Yeah, we daven every Hanukkah in all the tefillahs and Shemona Esrei and in Musaf as well. We say the Nusach Ala Nisim and also Birkas Amazon as well and No Delacha. Hanukkah Masaras Giburim Biyad Chalashim, that the mighty ones in the hands of the weak, the Rabbim Biyad Matim, the many in the hands of the Matim. And you could say, well, aren't the Israeli army the Rabbim and the Giburim? No. We're still the Chalashim and Matim. Why? Because the whole world's seemingly turned against us. Well, not all the world, but a decent amount of the voice online
too
is
much, too many.
Against us. So we have become, again, the Matim, the minority in this situation. You say, oh, the Palestinians are the Matim. No, they're not. They're billions of Arabs, and they can help each other if they want.
And also this worldview of that's what's reported in media. We are the minority.
We are the minority. Zer Tokef HaNeshai Neged HaTeva. That the power of the Nace was against Teva. Achakach, Omrim Gimel Lashonis, Tomeim Biyad Torah, Mishoim Biyad Tzadikim, Zainim Biyad Oshri Sorasecha. This is the other Lashon, we didn't say this one now. That Tomeim in the hands of the impure, in the hands of pure, the evil in the hands of Tzadikim, and those chutzpahniks, yeah, like the Hamasniks, in the hands of those who learn Torah. The bottom line is that we're thanking Hashem Hanukkah, and it's coming up this Thursday night, would you believe it? But timing at this time of war,
yeah.
That Hashem Yisbarach is handing over the Yevonim,
yeah.
And the Yevonim of our generation into the hands of the Israel. Ach inyan agimu adavarim shechoshev hu shorashu dekli pehem kina taiva kovod. Now this is going to be really important for relationships. Jealousy, remember we've discussed that in our personal conversations. Tivers, having desires, is a big block to happy relationships when you're consumed with desires for things you shouldn't be. And covered, being caring about that you're right. If you're able to be humble in marriage, then you've got these three things, these clippers, these shells, jealousy, desire, and honor can ruin a marriage, and they also ruin people's lives. Yeah, the shorash aklib is the ace of Yishmael Shehem nisayef lamed hay minya lamed hay mismola. So this is very deep, but there's the idea that these three klippas are connected to Yishmael and Esav and Amalek. Yeah?
Wow.
35 nations to the right, 35 nations to the left. Who's in the middle? Whoever wins between Am Yisrael and Amalek. Right now we're in that war right now. It's Am Yisrael versus Amalek, pretty much, yeah? Working out who the Amalek is now. Either it's the doubts, it's the confusion, whatever it is, but it's us against these forces. And we have to bring the nations back.
By the way, this is a real deep Torah.
Yeah, we have to bring the nations back to Hashem. How do we bring those 35 nations on one side of the world and 39 on the other side of the world, the West and the East, Yishmael, Esav, Yesh, Va'ayin, the nation that believes it's something, and the nation that's willing to martyr itself, which is Yishmael. To give up everything, yeah. How do we bring it all back to Hashem? Through making Kiddush, yeah, the 70 words of Kiddush, or by lighting the Hanukkah candles. This brings, and we're going to learn the Koach of Torah, is how we bring all these klippas back to Hashem, and all the nations of the world come back to Hashem.
And we're not a victim of them, because we're reversing it into the other side, and it's not a klippa anymore.
Yeah, we megala the pnimius. The nation have kovod to Hashem, they honor Hashem. That's what we want. We don't want to destroy the world. We want the world to come to honor Hashem.
Jealousy,
taiva, and honor. It's based on Pirkei Avos. It says three things take a person out of the world.
Okay, and those three things.
Jealousy,
three things are tied into.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Thank you, Rav.
Those three components that Rizal says are tied into Amalek.
Amalek. Esav and Yishmael.
I mean, they can draw from that.
Yeah. We're gonna explain it very clear what each one is which. Mm-hmm. He's gonna go through it clear. If we have the minute time, I've got to how long? I've got another 15 minutes, so we'll try to do it as quick as we can.
So
okay, let's go for it. Esav klippas shur. One minute, we jump to lesson. Klippas Yishmael. Yishmael, this is who we're dealing with, the Arab nations. Nikra chamor is called a donkey. Not a very nice compliment, but that's, you know, they have a lot of donkeys, if you notice. Dasheni Narav, yeah, they went when they went with him, Avram Avinu, to the Kedah, Yishmael and Eliezer, Rashi sort of compares them to with the donkey, leaves them with the donkey, yeah? It's a Beferish Rashi. It's not a Chas V'Sholem made-up human concept. This is from the Torah itself. And so they're connected to the donkey. Lehem Avram Avinu Olav Shom Shabbo Lehem Poim Achamor. You wait here with the donkey. Ima Dome Lachamor. Because these nations are like the Chamor, the Arab nations. Yeah, Yishmael. Kamosh Amo Hainu Klippas a Taiva. What's their problem? Taiva. They dress all religious. Yeah, they have the 9/10 of Znus, of playing around in this area, but they dress all religious. It's all just a cover-up of how they really are. Yeah, that's basically like false sneers. Yeah, when you wear these big black robes, but underneath it's the opposite. Kamar Shanema, and we just saw that on the 7th of October, what they were raping the women. Now it's come out they even rape the men as well. Yeah, Asher Basar Chamurim Basaram, and their flesh is like the flesh of donkeys. That's what it says in the Gemara. Obviously, the Gemara, the Talmud, is not so polite. Yeah, and, you know, facts, sorry, this isn't PC, facts, not politically correct, But, you know, obviously not all Arabs are like this, God forbid. You know, there's plenty of good Arabs, and, you know, there's always exceptions, or that even majority are exceptions. There could be amazing Arabs who've all become more elevated than this insult from the Talmud. But this is what the Talmud says. I'm sorry to say it, but this is what it says. And probably that's why a lot of people don't like the Talmud. Asa klipah shor. And what's Asa? He's a klipah of an ox. The Asa brachas ha'ka chazinen the mezaka de neshaka ba'ata. So we know the shor is the we're learning about it in the Gemara right now, and it says in the Gemara in brachas, if you see one of these guys in a dream, yeah, it's connected to sort of. Damage, like it does damage. What does the shore do? It gores. Yeah, it goes around goring. Yeah, it like we know the famous bullfighting. I've been to bullfighting in Madrid. Or I went there once.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy watching them try to put the swords in the back of these big.
It's wild. Yeah, crowd. Also,
I've been. It's mad. Yeah, I went when I was a kid. I've had so many experiences. Like, thank God. Like, experience all these kind of things. You know, I've slept with Bedouins and, you know, had Arab experiences. I lived with an Arab and a few times in, you know, when I was in England. Like, I've had some really interesting experiences, both sides of the fence. But anyway, and unfortunately lived up a little bit to these insults, I'm sorry to say. And the shor negach klipas akina vertzicha. And the shor, the ox, is the one who goes around damaging, and that's connected to kina, jealousy, and vertzicha. So Yishmael's taiva, desires, and Esav is killing and jealousy, because killing comes from jealousy. You got it?
I always thought Yishmael was Esav.
No, they're two different nations, two different challenges. What happened was they joined together through marriage. Yeah, Basmas married Eliphaz, and Eliphaz had Amalek. So Esav was a grandfather of Amalek, and Yishmael was grandfather of Amalek.
So then when these two, Yishmael.
Yeah, when these two negative parts come together, yeah, Kina and Tiver, Esav and Yishmael, it formed Amalek. Klipa's Kelev. This is the Klipa of the dog.
One?
Amalek is the klipa of the dog.
Yishmael's
a donkey. Esav's a shor, ox, and Amalek is the dog.
Oh, Esav is its own entity.
What's the problem with a dog? Yeah, it says here in the Zohar Kodesh, Nafek Matikifusa Delahon Ikri Kalev. The Zohar Kodesh actually says that the Kalev Da Chatzbina Makulu. It's the most chutzpahdik animal. Think about a dog walking down the street with its tongue out. Very chutzpahdik, yeah. All the cartoons of dogs always like this chutzpahdik thing, yeah. It's a klipa of chutzpah. Now, what's the problem with chutzpah? It might not be a problem because we Jews have chutzpah as well. We use it for kedusha. What's the problem with them? Who davasa amsoyes the shor b'chamor vav mem vav gematria kalev. So he says when you take the middle of the shor and the chamor, you get gematria kalev. Once again, we say when you mix up the shor and the chamor, you mix up Yishmael and Esav, you mix up jealousy and desire, you get this third level, which is kalev, a dog. It's gematria, the mem vav inside, the mem and the vav of chamor and shor is gematria kalev. So even when you mix those two, you get kalev. Kamosha kosev, rachman, it's not a klipas, a gaiva, covered, alav, ama, a kosev, zer, yair, late, shemo, kamo, nidrash. So this is all on page Shinyan Dalid in Hanukkah or pre Sadik, the Nusach base. But we're learning in this beautiful Torah that the klipa of gaiva, of pride, the shell of pride and honor, this is connected to the aspects of the dog. And this is, if you really want to remove your shalom bias, it's these three aspects: desire,
jealousy,
covered, always wanting to be right, never being mavata, never giving in, desire, going after, looking at, on your phone at other women that ruin your marriage, looking even worse, talking to other women. We learned all those halachas before. And then another way to ruin a marriage is through jealousy, getting angry, killing the marriage. Chas v'shalom, once a man hits a woman, that's game over. This kind of thing, these three clippers need to be removed, and these are connected, the shor, chamor, and the kalev, and they're all intertwined. And this is connected to the worst one is gaiva, honor, is connected to the aspect of lates, the latsonus. So I was trying to say, when somebody makes fun, a joker, Now, there are comedians who I work with even, who I think have a big point, because they make fun of Avodah Zarah. They make fun of all the rubbish out in the world. I like watching comedy when they make fun of the nonsense. To me, that's called the only kind of latsanas that's allowed is latsanas of Avodah Zarah, to make fun of Avodah Zarah, of things that are foreign worship, that are not good. But to make fun of things that are good, to make fun of Torah or Rabbonim, is Amalek. It's a key point. It's honor. Amalek shehu halates. Amalek is a lake. Lates. Hain de kol umah shemo. Amim yugzun ma'achas shoroi nisim deglayim beforeshim. Lechi lechapa ayidei letzonus. Docha kol lechapa. So Sadi, Hashem does all these miracles for us. Comes Amalek and tries to start with us straight after the Kriyas Yam Suf and everything, because he makes fun of us. Even when Hashem's doing miracles for us, he takes away the power of miracles. Hashem's doing miracles. And that, you know, I'm a bit of a follower of Joe Rogan, and he works with a lot of comedians, and so maybe they're weakening this aspect. But the point is, my hope is the one they go and speak with him, or someone who's a mammon, to go speak with him. Yeah, my hope is to speak with those who are in that realm, and just say, look, yeah, I'm with you, man. Make fun of all the nonsense in the world, but don't make fun of the fact that God does miracles for his people. That's not something that's when you're heading towards Amalek. They don't know about this, but that's the truth. And the same in marriage. Yeah, the miracle of marriage, to not make fun of it, not to belittle the covet of a woman. Women are very into their honor. You have to honor her. You have to honor her. Again and again, honor her beauty, honor her kindness, her beautiful attributes. Yeah, there's no lack of it. If you make fun of it, game over.
Game over, for sure.
I need to work on this, because I'm English. Zerbo MacGyver, it comes from arrogance. Yeah. Shaloi Sakim Bainav, she Davanella, Misiku Vagava, Mesanga Aide, nice and late cup. And the problem is that causes a weakening of the miracles. Who racist Goyim Amalek, right? The head of the nations. We're the racist Yisrael, we're the racist versus who? Who's our arch enemy? Amalek. Yeah? Klipa Deshorish Hases Anachash. The Nachash comes from this same thing. Why? What did the Nachash, the original Amalek force in the world, want to do? The original sin of humanity, where did it come from? Make us like gods. You can be like gods. That's the spitz of Gaiva. They start to, the shorish, the root of the eight Torah, the even inclination,
so even if it was a
of ego,
narcissism,
is to say, I'm the god. Yeah? There are people who think that. Yeah? They go around thinking they're like God. They're all these powerful, like, internet people. They think they've got such power over the world with their internet platforms. Yeah? All these AI guys, they think, you know, these people, they think they're such God's gifts to mankind, and really, that's the Klipas Amalek, that's Haman, that's nothing to do with Yiddishkeit, that's the Nachash, that's the first sin of creation. So they start to say, Aniyah, I'm the king of this world. That's how they speak, and that's when it's going to be their downfall. Like Haman, he was brought down, they're all going to come down, all those people, let's talk that way. Hashem has a Kedusha form of it, where he says, I'm the Melech, and I'm going to clothe myself in Gaiva for the sake of proving that I'm the king. Hashem's the king, not these people who think they're the king. Yeah. Malchus Yavin Isa Hoshech. Sorry, the Hoshech Zer Malchus Yavin. Their whole thing, and this is where we're going to get to Greek, and we'll have to stop at some point. But we'll just end off with this concept: Greek culture, the Hellenistic culture, Netflix culture, YouTube culture, wants to bring us to a place. Internet culture wants to bring us to a place of darkening the eyes of Yisrael and showing the bad of only of the light of the neshama, the soul of humanity. It wants to darken that light. Yeah, in the Holy Svarim it says the Hoshech is the first letters of Hamor, Shor, Kalev. These three creepers. So Hoshech, darkness is Hamor, Shor, Kalev. Hes, Shin, Pei. So the donkey, the ox, and the dog, the tiber, the desires, the desires, jealousy, and gaiva brings darkness to your home. And what did we say? Shalom bayis adiv. We have to bring light to our home. We have to light up our home with the light of the Shabbos Neiros. We have to light up the home with the miracle of Hanukkah. Yeah, this is the opposite. The awe. Or Sha'avram, the Or of Am is all a Goyim. That's our mission, to bring light. Or is clarity. Yeah. If you know, match your Or is Raz. I mean, secret. What's the secret? The all of Avir, light, all the air we breathe is really Or. Avir has the same letters within it, Or.
yeah, just for free.
An extra yud maybe, or whatever. The point is, it brings an awareness. Even the air we breathe is connected to this light, because really everything is light. That's our mission, to bring out the light.
That's the makor.
Yeah, breathing is such a powerful thing because it's bringing light into yourself. It's not just because some Buddha guy over there said it was. It's because on Panivius level, the truth, reality is it's filled with light and the energy. The
mission is to do the
Krav Maga. Oh, yeah.
For three sessions, Father, Son, Krav
Maga. Oh, nice. I'd do that.
Bring
amazing. So we got the light of Hanukkah. Yeah?
Breathing.
Very much connected. Klipas, Yavanim Haim, Minus, Shoresh called Klipas Shabom, is Gaiva Shabom. So really when you get down to the Greek one was Apikorsis, because it had a field of Apikorsis, which connects back to the Shoresh of all evil is to deny Hashem and say, I'm the king. All these professors, like, you know, these big guys who write these clever books, and they claim that they're like...
Look at the universities now.
Yeah.
They were the
and that's what's brought... Yeah, and it's brought down all this negativity to the world is the universities.
Darkness.
They and it's brought...
Publicly came out.
Yeah. Shem Shemuel. Idezer came bo gum came the base clipper shem kino type. Shachamas is hefer chochma Torah. It's opposite of the wisdom of the Torah. Barasi yetzahara, barasi lan Torah tablin. This is where we're going to get to the solution. We're going to go into now, and then we'll do that next time we learn, hopefully. But we're going to go into learn about how each of the parts of the Torah will weaken these clippers or even destroy them. We'll get rid of our desires through learning Torah. Torah is big. What's the panemius of all desire? The true panemius of inner level of all of desire is what? That we're one with our wives, and we're one with the Torah, and we're one with Hashem. It's yichud, it's unification, that, and that pleasure is the inner aspect of the desires out there. We have to get to the inner aspect. The true pleasure is in everything in its right time, in its right way, in its right place, and that's what Torah brings us to. Yeah?
The pleasure of learning. Your 22nd year anniversary should be overflowing with unity, and every year should get stronger and stronger.
Amen. We shouldn't have any jealousy as well. And Torah gets rid of our jealousy because it brings us to the fire of Torah instead of the fire of jealousy. And then he goes on to say, and the fire of the humility that Torah brings you to, that get rid of the gaiva, the Amalek, the Letzonis. The Torah brings you to true humility. And that we're going to learn all these things, please God. And this is powerful stuff. Beautiful Torah from Rav Sadik. And our relationships, yours as well, also should be blessed. Everyone keep sharing their relationship flow.
Amen.
Because relationship has a flow. It doesn't. It's not whatever. You have a soulmate, and it's deep, deep unification. Every soulmate.
Amen.
Amen.